the Great Plains of North America. We're zooming in on a small village at the edge of a forest with only a few houses. There are some people playing music, and one of them is dancing also, drunk. But it is mostly a scene of poverty. Camera finds one cabin in particular, and inside this cabin we see a very old man at a sick bed. In this bed lies a younger man, his son, seemingly very ill and breathing his last breath.
Now, son, do you want me to tell you another story before God in his wisdom tells you to come join him?
Yes, please, Dad, tell me.
What do you want me to tell you, son?
Stories of the West, Dad.
You like those now, do you, son?
Yes, Dad. Tell me stories of the West one more time. Like you did when I was small, before God in his wisdom.
Tells you to come join him. We all know how much you are suffering, my young wife, the people in the village. They are barn dancing outside, can you hear? But it won't take long now, I am sure. Tomorrow, who knows, you will be among all those lovely and beautiful angels above, singing whole day, celebrating eternity. Hey, you will have wings. Now that would be something.
Stories of the West, Dad. Please, it's getting cold in here.
Okay, son. Stories of the West it is. Close your eyes. Picture yourself a house at the edge of some wood in the far, far West. It is a lovely day. Sun is shining. Birds tweeting. You know, there's a small lake nearby. The grass is high. Bees are humming. Nothing could be more perfect. Well, except for the place where you are going, perhaps. Anyway, out of the door of this house steps a man, and he is carrying a big rifle.
Camera now shows another cabin, but this time it is a far more luxurious one and a more pleasant surrounding, and the sounds of nature are more happy ones, with birds tweeting, bees humming, and cattle noises in the distance.
I'm on my porch, coming up at 11 o'clock in the morning, out in Arizona, on my ranch, on my big porch. You can see for miles, man. I see a bit of dust coming over the mountain there, over the range. That must be Terry on his horse. Oh, he's fucking really whipping that old fucker. Hey, g'day, Terry.
G'day, Dar.
My name's Dar, neighbor.
Okay, Dar. Neighbor Dar.
So you know an old story you can tell me today, Tara?
I learned a new thing today, Dave.
What was that?
Golden alphabet.
Alphabet?
Alphabet.
Alphabet?
Alphabet.
Never heard of it.
Quite amazing, Dave.
I cannot read or write.
Nah, me either.
But go on about your alphabet,
yeah,
Terry
yeah.
M's.
The alphabet is... Everything that you say apparently has letters in it.
Letters? They like chickens or what?
Kind of like chickens.
Not only rows, but all over the place as well.
Kind of like berries, too.
Oh, there you go. Berries. Berries. Berries like the alphabet.
How was your chickens, Dave?
They're running all over the place, man. I'm so shattered. I'm knackered.
You want to go catch them chickens?
Hey, I got it sometime, rather before the coyotes get them. And them old coyotes. Shot two last night, fuckers.
Tastes good, though.
Coyote meat.
Coyote meat.
No, you can't eat coyote meat, man.
Why not?
You gotta feed that to the rats. Eat rat meat.
You have rats, Dave?
I breed rats. Have a look here in this here box. That there's Ben.
Can Ben talk?